Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The 930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
930 Knucklehead runners up here on KISM include the couple in Georgia who went into the Walmart with their pet deer looking for food for the deer.
Some deer chow.
1 week old deer fawn that they found and they're not supposed to have as a pet. They got busted. The deer was taken. Heartbreak right there in the aisles. Of not only were they not able to find the deer chow, they also had their deer taken from them. Our other 930 Knucklehead runner-up today, this is a guy who tried to steal a car with a kid inside. This is in Ballard, Saturday afternoon. The car was parked at a baseball field, and then this guy breaks into the car and tries to steal it. Doesn't know there's a kid in there. The dad does. He races up to the car, and the guy tries taking off. The dad and the kid get out of the car, but the people who are also at the baseball diamond were like, we're not letting that guy get away, and they all start chasing after the guy. And he eventually tries to flee on foot, runs into a tent where he lives, whatever. He ends up getting caught. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today is a guy who landed a C-130 on Martha's Vineyard to fetch a motorcycle.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
The personal stop was viewed as an abuse of government assets. When an Air Force, their five-man crew of the Air Force were all disciplined when they landed, as you said, the C-130 in an unplanned landing in Martha's Vineyard. They were the hurricane hunters of the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, were doing some East Coast stuff, and they were in the New England area on March 25th, and they made an unannounced, unplanned, and unadvised stop in Martha's Vineyard so one of the crew members could pick up a 1970 BMW R75 motorcycle. Classic motorcycle that was his, I guess. And he thought, you know, hey, we're supposed to be going out to California. They were supposed to come out here to California on the West Coast. And so he thought, well, I'll take it out there and maybe do some riding or something. Well, the people having lunch at the airport noticed this huge prop plane come down and land that they don't see very often. They thought, what the hell is that huge plane doing here? So they called. They started asking the airport what's going on. It goes up the chain. The next thing you know, the Air Force finds out about it, and this dude's in hot water.
You got to come up with some excuse for why you were... You say...
There's a dash light come on.
Right, yeah, there was one of those lights on the...
One of the engines started. We got a little smoke coming out of it. I thought I better put her down and check it out real quick.
Yeah, I had to look into that. And we also picked up a bike while
picked
we
up
were...
a motorcycle.
Figured we might as well do that since we were there.
Your own personal trailer, a C-130.
You talk about the price of jet fuel. What do you think it costs to fuel up one of those things?
Oh, yeah.
Our 930 Knucklehead winner, courtesy of the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
No, so much good stuff down at the Rockfish Grill. Wood-fired pizza, steak, seafood, calamari, and all the drinks and cocktails. Check out anacortesrockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew. Perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at anacortesrockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.